Hey everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Banter or Not. I'm your favorite host, Emanola. I'm so gassed to be back. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so excited to be back again. Hope everyone is fine. Hope y'all are doing great. I'm fine. I'm great. Hope y'all have already adjusted to Sister Rona because she has been with us for like over a year now. So like, I think it's high time everybody just starts to live their lives. And, you know, just adjust to it, however. And I understand also that there are a lot of people who have lost their loved ones to Sister Rona or have been, you know, maybe deformed in one way or the other because of Rona. I would say it's better to be safe than sorry. And so if you have the opportunity or the chance to get vaccinated, please do. I know I've said this before that I was very, very pessimistic and skeptical about the vaccines, but I have been vaccinated, by the way, and I just feel like if you have the opportunity to just do it, because you don't know what wave is going to come, you don't know what might happen, especially because the world has not successfully defeated Corona yet. And so while I understand that a lot of people are still skeptical about it and are still like trying to see what's going to happen to us guinea pigs, I still feel like if you have the opportunity to take it now, take it, because it will get to a point where I feel like it's going to get really scarce and availability will just be like on a very low, like people would not have as much access as they have to it now. And so if you have that opportunity, just get it. And I think one of the reasons why I got it really is because I feel like at some point there's going to be the whole vaccine passport, whereby if you want to travel to certain countries in the world, you have to have your, you have to be vaccinated. And me, I still want to ajala travel. I still want to hop and jump around the world. I still want to gallivant with the love of my life around the world. Even with myself, I still want to travel solo. I still want to go on a girls trip. I still want to travel the world. Basically, I want to go to several and lots of places. So what's the point? Like, if this is the way for me to stay safe, then let me just, you know, grab the opportunity. It's better to be safe than sorry, like I said before. So that's my take on the vaccine. I know we are still in the Rona era, so bear with me if every single episode I come here and I talk about Sister Rona. It's just she's living with us and there's really nothing we can do about her as far as we are concerned, as far as she's concerned. I don't know why she's a she though. Why can't she be a brother Rona instead of a Sister Rona? Anywho, I know you're wondering what exactly is going on. Why is she always talking about it? It's Rona season. So let's just, you know, moving forward, I have news for you guys, like exciting news. Drum roll. I just moved to a new apartment. Oh my God, I'm so excited about it. You have no idea. Even though it has been a month since we've been in this apartment, which is also one of the reasons why I have been a bit AWOL. I think I'm always AWOL, to be fair. But this is one of the reasons why I have been AWOL, to be fair, because I had to like move. We had to pack. You understand, move, unpack. And then now we are in this new, bigger space, lovelier space. I think the only downside, however, is the fact that the walls are very thin. And you know when they say walls have ears, this is literal. Like literally, the walls do have ears because you can literally hear what anybody's saying in the other room, even in the other flats, which is quite annoying, especially when you're sleeping at night or when you just want quiet and your neighbor's television or TV is just like going super loud and they're playing annoying stuff. So I think that's one of the downsides. Another downside is that because the apartment is much more bigger, the Wi-Fi is not exactly extending to the rest of the house, which is quite annoying. But I believe there are other remedies to that. We can actually work out something with regards to the Wi-Fi. Another news. Wait, before I even go to the news, I have to tell you. So guys, I've decided that, I think I mentioned this before in previous episodes, that I've not been able to work out due to medical and health reasons. And so I've kind of quit the gym. I've quit the gym for the last 6 months now. However, this is actually not an easy task. I've decided to go back to the gym. and just gradually start a routine, like start working out my muscles, just, you know, shed a little bit of fat here and there that I have gained. Even though it's healthy fat, I believe it is corona fat. I can't kill myself. But I decided to go to the gym. And do you know why? I got the shock of my life. I got a rude awakening. Let me say it. I have no choice. So, your girl found out that she has sized up. As in, like, my people, I have been a size 12 for God knows how long, and now I am a size 14. I'm just trying to let it sink in again. Like, I'm reminding myself and telling myself, like, do I have to throw all my old clothes away now, though? I'm still here. So let me just tell about how it happened. This is funny, but not so funny. Okay, so this is how it happened. I was in the mall, just casually strolling in the mall. Oh, is it weird? Or does anybody find this weird? Or this is like what people do? Because this is what I do. Like, often I go to the mall for a stroll. Like, I don't stroll outside. I don't really like to just take a stroll outside around the area, around the lake or something. I'd rather go to the mall and just stroll around, walk into stores and come back out, and then walk around the mall. And when I'm tired, I go home. I don't know if anyone else does this, but I do this a lot. So this is one of those days when I'm strolling around the mall. I used to do that a lot when I was in Nigeria. Now that I think about it, I'll just go to the mall, stroll around, come back home. I'll obviously stop by and eat something, or maybe if I see that they're showing a nice movie, I decide to watch a movie. Sometimes I don't. I just stroll around and go home. So this started again, obviously, after the lockdown last year. So one of these days, I'm just strolling in the mall. And I say, okay, let me window shop. I walk into a store. I find a bunch of clothes that I like. They even had sales. So I was like, okay, let me pick a bunch of nice. So, you know, your girl is picking blouses, jumpsuit. I even picked a few pair of jeans. I picked pant, trousers. And the thing is, my top size and my trouser size are both 12. I wear size pants. Size 12 pants and size 12 blouses. So I pick everything in size 12, head to the dressing room. And then I start trying these things on. I tried the first one on. It's tight. I tried the second dress on. The zipper is not closing. I tried the third. The buttons are just open and not, you know, closing as well. And I'm like, what's going on? Did I mistakenly pick the wrong size? Or then I like, okay, then I go back, you know, I have to return all the dresses, of course. So I go back, and I'm one nice person who doesn't like to just dump all my clothes in the dressing room. I actually go back, try as much as I can. I always don't, not always, but I try as much as possible to like return each and every item to where I picked it from. I know you say I'm jobless, but it's just, I feel bad for people who work in stores who have to actually go back and rearrange these things. So I just try as much as possible. Besides, sometimes I'm really just scared. Like, what if I leave everything there and they just shout at me and be like, come back here, come and pack the clothes. So to avoid anything like that, I just, on my own, just do it and just rearrange it. So as I was saying, I go back, you know, pick size 14 of a few items that I picked. I go back to the dressing room, try it on, and they're my perfect size. And then it just dawned on me that, babe, it seems like you have sized up. You are now a size 14. So I'm like, how the hell did this happen to me? You know, I started getting angry at myself. Like, how did I let myself go? How did I become this fat? You know, I was really angry. I was really down for a few days, actually, after this. I was thinking, wondering, why did I let this happen to myself? Why did I put myself through something like this? Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, neither. I'm even fatter before now. I've become fatter. Like, you know, those kind of things. Like, just saying a bunch of annoying, bad things to myself. And I'm like, And this episode, what happened that day is what actually brought me to today's episode, which is a beauty standard and pretty privilege. I'm pretty sure I've talked about beauty standards a bunch of times, and you know, a bunch of standards set, and I'm wondering, like, there are a bunch of beauty standards, like, you know, why are we conditioned to think that we must look a certain way to be called beautiful or to be termed as pretty? Why is it that we treat people differently based on how we see them, how they look? Because obviously you don't know a person's personality from just seeing their physical appearance. So we judge people based on their physical appearance. Is this person pretty enough? Do I have to give them that much attention? And as well, people also judge us. Like, is this, am I pretty enough for, you know, people judge us based on how we look. Like, if you're pretty enough, if you're skinny enough, if you're light enough, basically your complexion, your hair, your height, everything that has to do with your physical appearance is judged by people. And this is where the beauty standards and the pretty privilege comes in. And to the best of my knowledge, I would explain what a beauty standard is. It's basically just a set of standards or a boxes or a set of attributes or physical attributes that a person may possess, that if you tick certain amount of boxes or check, so it's like a checklist. So when there's this checklist and you start to like tick, and you know, you get positive, like you get maybe, let's say we have a list of 10 attributes that a pretty or a beautiful person has. If you check at least 7 to 8 of those boxes, then you are termed as a beautiful person. The same way, and these attributes come from, when I say the height, your weight, your skin tone, your even the skin, like how your skin looks. Is your skin rough? Is your skin smooth? Do you have spots? Do you have acne? Your complexion, you know, the shape of your nose, the shape of your face. The list is endless, really. This is just for the sake of the scenario that I'm giving. This is why I said if you have like 10, there's always something, obviously, on that list that, oh, does this person check this? And the thing is, it's not like we intentionally do it most of the time. Most times it's because of the way we are conditioned. So our mind just automatically just starts checking all these things when we meet people the first time. So I'm like, while these standards are there, they do exist, I'm wondering who set these standards. Why is there such a thing called pretty privilege? Why has being pretty been politicized? Why is it that the face of a brand is always going to be somebody who has a chiseled chin, who has a pointed nose, who has a very, you know, lighter skin tone? And I feel like this thing stems from a lot, like it starts from how we are conditioned, even as children. Take a look at fairy tale movies that we've watched, like Cinderella, Snow White, Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid. Look at the characters, look at the main characters, look at how they are portrayed. Cinderella is white. She has long hair. I think she's blonde. I'm not sure. Is she blonde? I don't know. But Cinderella is white. Cinderella has long hair. Cinderella is skinny. She has pointed nose. She's basically the definition of beauty, or the way society has defined beauty for us, which is why I'm wondering. I don't know. If you notice, I'm always saying society is the enemy. They're always the enemy, really and truly. But then who exactly is this society? You get what I'm saying? So, like, if you now look at, is this Cinderella that has stepsisters? I don't know. But take a look at Cinderella. I think it's Cinderella. With the glass shoe. Yeah. Take a look at our stepsisters. They're darker. They are chubbier. They are ugly in quotes. Because why? They are seem to be like bad. Even in our mindset, black is bad, black is evil, white is good. So we are like conditioned to think that way. Somehow. This is how we think. This is how we are programmed to think. If you are not a certain way, if you don't look a certain way, then, man. all these movies that we've watched as children, all the bad characters are either fat, ugly, black, or dark. They have maybe a very wide nose as opposed to having a pointed one. So it does condition the mind from when we are children. And it just reminds me of one thing that happened to me when I was a kid, when I was young. I'll tell you about it. Don't worry. So I think I was 12. I'm not sure. Am I 12? Yeah, I was about 12 years. And then I think I went for a birthday party. I knew how to dance. I used to dance fire when I was younger. Now I'm just very rigid and I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm not as flexible as I used to be when I was a teenager. But I used to know how to dance. I used to dance so well. I used to win the best dancer at parties. This is how much I knew how to dance. I'm not even trying to sugarcoat things and make myself look, you know, good. This is facts. Facts on facts on facts. Ask anybody. I knew how to dance. I used to dance. Oh, no. I was so good. Thinking about those times, I was so good. Back to my story. So I went to this birthday party, you know, as usual. There's always the best dancer competition for girls and guys. So everybody dance. And then I knew in my mind that I was the winner of this competition. But somehow, I did not win. They didn't give me the winner. I wasn't even paying because it was my cousin's birthday. So we were really just there to have fun. You know, see what really pained me? This is a true life story. Happened live and direct. After the party, my other cousins who were my age group went to watch that video in one of my auntie's house, I think. Yeah, one of my auntie's house. So, you know, we came back. And then one of my cousins came and told me, do you know why you didn't win this competition that day? I'm like, they said somebody could dance better than me, even though I don't believe it, because I know I was the best dancer. I'm always the best dancer. But it is what it is. That party has passed. What's up? What happened? And he said, the aunties there were saying that I am so dark and ugly. I'm not even joking. Those were the exact words they used. That's why that they said, because she's so dark and ugly, we couldn't have given her the prize for the competition. And truth be told, the person who won the competition was a light-skinned younger girl or something. I don't remember, honestly. That's like years ago. And that day, I was sad. I won't even lie. I was so sad. And I told myself, when I grow up, when I start working and earning money, there's nothing in this world, there's nobody in this world that will stop me from bleaching my skin. I hated my skin so much. Because I was like, I didn't even do anything wrong. And literally, this is the first thing that came to their mind. They didn't even look at my performance. They didn't even try to see if I knew how to dance or not. It was just that I was black and ugly, and so there was really no point. That thing messed with me. That thing messed with my self-esteem. It really did. Because I hated my skin color for God knows how long. Me that I'm black and shine. I hated my skin color. I hardly use the word hate. I hated my skin color. And I was literally counting down to when I would eventually earn money to just start using products that will bleach my skin so that it will make me more acceptable. Those aunties, till today I used to look at them like this. You know, I know the funny thing, these beauty standards change. You'll be surprised. I was back in the day when I was in high school, I used to relax my hair a lot, you know, so I can have straight hair, even though my hair was very stubborn and always kinky, irrespective. Now everybody wants their hair to be kinky. Now it's melanin popping this, melanin popping that. It wasn't like that back in the days. Now it's like, oh, we prefer curvier people. We prefer curvier women. Now everybody's embracing the curves. Everybody wants to see curvy women. Everybody's trying to be inclusive. As if beauty was not politicized a long time ago. Take a look at the whole fashion industry and how Savage Fenty just changed the game. Used real people as models. What is size zero? Which actual person is a size zero? Are you a mannequin? I need to ask this question because they say models are walking mannequins. Are you actually a mannequin? Mannequins are like mannequins. They don't eat. They are not living things. Why do you want to make people look that way? And then Victoria's Secret had to cancel their Victoria's Secret Angels because this is what appealed to the audience. And then it made me wonder, like, is it that their board of directors or whatever it is were all men and they just wanted to, you know, make it in a way that this is what appealed to us men, this is what we will promote. People who are size 14, which I am now, are human beings. Or isn't that why they actually make clothes in size 14? Why is it hard for plus size people to get their size of amazing, nice outfits? Why is it that everybody waited till Fenty Beauty, I mean, Rihanna, respect. Why is it that everybody waited till she made darker, and I mean way darker shades of foundation before the beauty industry decided that, let's capitalize on this. Let's cash out on this. Is it that dark skinned people did not exist before? Because as far back as I know, dark skinned people have been in existence since the beginning of time. So what was the problem? It's so annoying how everything is politicized. Now everybody wants to capitalize on inclusivity. Now everybody wants to sound like, oh yes, we are being inclusive. Oh yes, there's no discrimination between people's bodies and this and that. Like, is this how it was before though? I mean, I understand that everybody is becoming woke. Everybody's trying to understand. Some people are not. This is why I said, why is beauty also politicized? Organizations are literally just trying to capitalize and cash out on these things. This isn't exactly how they feel. They just feel like, oh, people are just becoming so annoying, and anything that happens, people start to call them out on social media. That's why they're just trying to, you know, do what the people want, basically. But is that how they feel? Is that how they see people? So yes, once you are trying to, you know, attain a certain level of beauty, for example, perhaps I started bleaching my skin. I don't think I would stop. I don't think I would have ever stopped. I feel like I would have just gone on and on and on and on till I became like Snow White. That's not funny, but that's the truth. And it's so unfair that people are made to feel inferior. And I know some people will come and say that, oh, she's just hating on people who are pretty. Oh, she's just, how do you even know you are pretty? Is it not based on society standard that you've been said to be pretty? But let's even be honest. This is not me hating. I'm just talking from the point of view of somebody who isn't skinny, somebody who is dark skinned, somebody who is not tall, somebody who doesn't have a pointed nose. Somebody who grew up having so much acne on her face, on her body. So I am not the typical fit into that box, fit into that beautiful box person. And so I am talking from the point of view of somebody that I just described. Myself, I'm talking from my own point of view, and I really hope that somebody who is on the other side of things, because even if as much as I want to actually even relate and even say, okay, this is how it is, or say I want to sit on the fence, I can't, because I can't relate. I don't understand how it is for people who are termed as being beautiful or pretty in the society. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying being pretty. If you are born pretty based on society standards, it's a plus for you, because you have doors opened for you. You have one foot at the door already, in the door already. You don't have to struggle as much as people who are not as pretty, society standards, pretty as you are. And that's the truth. That's on fact. That's period. That's what Mary had a little lamb. I had to say that. I just had to say that. But that's the truth. That's the truth. So if you think I'm hating, then I guess I am. I am. Because even if I try to be as diplomatic as I want to be, I can't be. I'm not in that bracket that the society terms to be a beautiful or pretty person. And I don't check any of those boxes. So I can't talk from the perspective of somebody who is pretty based on society standards. I can't. And so I won't. Banter or not is all about truth. Banter or not is about conversation. Banter or not is about, you know, shaking tables, saying things from my point of view. This is my opinion. This is how I feel. If you have a contrary opinion, if you think about something entirely different from what I'm saying, if you think I'm not making any sense in this respect, if you think I'm hating, if you think that you as a pretty person have not gotten any privilege because of you being pretty, I want to hear from you. Because I know my skin color has not gotten me any privilege. I know my height has not gotten me any privilege. I know my weight has not gotten me any privilege. I have not enjoyed any privilege from the way I look. And so I wouldn't say I have. I wouldn't lie about it. I'm talking from my point of view, my opinion. And like I said, my opinion is not written on steel. And so I'm more than open to start a conversation about this. Let's start the ball rolling. Let's talk about this thing. Let's shake this table. What's going on? What's everybody talking about? What do you think? What's your opinion? I want to hear from you. This is where I hang my boots. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Banter or Not. If you have any questions, any comments, any suggestions, send me an email on banterornot@gmail.com. That's banterornot@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram. On Banter or Not. That's BANTERORNOT. Thank you so much again. And this is where I say bye.